My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and here are your liner notes on Miles Davis and his album, Kind of Blue. In the 50s, there was a sense that jazz was becoming individualized, was becoming very frenetic and busy, and at the same time, there was a real sense among musicians of how potentially dangerous all of this was, with the death of Charlie Parker a few years before. So for Miles Davis consciously pulling back throughout the 50s and allowing Kind of Blue to become his statement of under-expression, his statement of saying, I can say more in fewer notes, I think represented a powerful shift, redirecting the conversation and saying, don't forget how much can be said in the silences. The incredible passion of John Coltrane, the incredible rootedness of Cannonball Adderley, the incredible playing of Bill Evans, which matched Miles Davis in such an extraordinary way. And with these main players, he was able to bring and perhaps touch the zeitgeist of the generation. And Kind of Blue became this incredibly powerful part of a generation's sense of self. All music is worthy of being thought upon, meditated upon, and expressed. And jazz as the American music becomes this language of this time and inspiring all of us to have it be our language as Americans. So we may not know who we are, yet with the ability to listen to and experience this album, Kind of Blue, we know where we're going. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.